Amigo.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
Okie dokes, with unexpected increases in the cost of living becoming a fact of life, it's maybe time to start looking at ways to cut costs. You may want to contact OUTsurance for a car insurance quote to see if they could save you money on your car insurance. If they can't, you can ask them for 500 Rand or even 1,500 Rand if you've been claim-free and with the same insurer for 3 years. So SMS out to 34474. OUTsurance is a licensed insurer and FSB. T's and C's apply. Okay. Senseless survey time. Give me a guess, Sherlyn Boris. How many questions will I ask a random person who picks up this phone?
9 questions.
9, good guess. Sips?
10 questions.
10, yeah, also good guess. Ramiz?
8 questions.
8, yeah, even better guess. Producer Brad?
7.
Go, Brad! 7.
Oh. Yeah. Brad might get to spin the wheel of joy. 7, 8, 9, 10. Pick a choice. Okay. No more takers on the WhatsApp telephone. Here is this morning's senseless survey.
Hello.
Good morning, ma'am. I'm Agent 4321. I'm calling you from the Census Bureau. I just need to take 30 seconds of your time to ask you a couple questions for your country.
Okay, go ahead.
Why isn't a group of squids called a squad?
I have no idea.
Have you ever justified calling out names during sex by saying you were listing possible baby names?
Oh.
Have you ever tried that new fat-blocking drink called tap water?
Yes.
Is one of your favorite nicknames for your bum the sunglass crusher?
No.
Wouldn't the most humane rat trap be like this? Having a female rat corner your male rat at his nest, she starts crying, tells him she's pregnant, and beg to get married.
Yes, I suppose.
Do you think the guy who invented the hug was originally seen as quite a weirdo?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever started to lick the dentist's fingers while they were in your mouth?
Sis.
Sorry, I've got to go.
Oh.
Did you hang up on her? What? You had to go.
I just had the visual, guys. I just had the visual.
Took you back to your past.
And I was just thinking of my dentist, old Donnie, what he would do if I just...
I thought you were referencing your Pantown dentist.
No. That's another story. No, with Donnie, when you get his finger in your mouth, and then just, you know, like when you're sucking some sauce off your finger.
Yeah.
As he wants to pull them out, just close your mouth and...
What if dentists ever fire their patients? Like, you are not welcome back.
Actually, weirdo.
I'm sure they do. But, you see... But I think my idea of a humane rat trap is genius.
It's very good, yeah.
So elaborate.
You know, I watched a video on, I think it was YouTube. This guy, he says the best way to get rats. So he's got this, it's like a cavity wall, all right? You know, where there's a space, there's two loads of bricks. For waterproofing and stuff, but it's a drywall, so it's like plasterboard on either side, and inside it's hollow with a bit of foam and whatever. So now there's a whole bunch of rats that he's got in there, and he films this whole thing, right? The rats are in there, and he can't get them out.
Oh my goodness!
He'd have to break the whole wall out.
Yeah, I'd break the wall.
That's my worst nightmare.
And then my heart stopped when I saw how he got these rats out.
What did he do?
He's got a snake.
Oh.
and he feeds the snake
into
the hole. And you see this serpent slithering in. And then he goes in, and then he's filming. And it's not even 2 minutes, and you just check one rat come run out the hole, two rats, three rats.
Oh,
then he's got a bucket underneath there.
Yeah.
And the rat jumps out the hole into the bucket. He calls four rat, five rat, six rat. There were like about 10 rats that came out.
An entire family.
Yeah. I didn't see the snake come out again. So now he's got a snake in there.
But one snake as opposed to, you know, 10 rats, I'll take that.
I'll take the snake, yeah.
I'd rather have the rats.
No.
I don't know about you.
No. Let a snake loose in your house if it's not venomous towards you or your family.
Mm-hmm. It's obviously
hang out, catch prey.
Catch rats, humanely.
Yeah, catch rats.
Yeah, do that. See how it works out for you.
I'd be happy to do that.
So wait, your issue is with the snake.
The snake, I'd rather have the rats.
You'd rather have that rats. Family of rats.
I'd rather have the 10 rats in my wall than one snake slithering around. Gosh.
He's so dramatic. Even when you said that when he put the snake in there. The snake had Q20 on its stomach or something.
You had to grease him up to get in.
Like this cartoon snake.
No, but you see, snakes are self-lubricating. That's the problem. They can get in anywhere. They don't have rib cages.
That's true. And they make that noise. That's how you know they're in your wall. If you hear that in the middle of the night.